back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas for songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening tonight. Last week, I was looking for a CD that I had purchased at a house concert recently, and while I didn't find it, I did look at the CDs lined up on the shelves and saw a few that I just hadn't heard for a while. So I started pulling out these random CDs, and thus a show is born. And as has happened before when I've done this, a few themes emerge across the various genres of music that I pulled out. And one theme that pops up in virtually every show is lost love. So we're going to lead off tonight with that theme by starting with two really, really fine women musicians, Toni Price and Sue Foley. And here's Toni Price and a host of Austin musicians and Out That Front Door.
Make love to your memory. I can't put my arms around what used to be. Everything I had plus a part of me. Will you?
Apparently, Toni Price doesn't want to go any farther than that, so we are going to move on from Toni, and unfortunately, she's skipping all over the place. We will move on to Sue Foley.
Don't know how I feel. This whole last year
Well, that was Sue Foley and Love Coming Down from her album of the same name, released back in 2000. She was on vocals and guitar solos on her Pink Paisley guitar. And we also heard Colin Linden on acoustic and electric guitars, and he produced that album as well. Sue was born in Canada, but she moved to Austin when she was about 21 and started recording on Antone's label and playing at his club. And Canada still really loves her because she's won 17 Maple Blues Awards with her band and her Pink Paisley Telecaster. She has a pretty decent album out, a recent album now, which is more than decent, called The Ice Queen. And you've heard a few cuts of in past boogie back shows. Before Sue, we heard another blues queen skipping Tony Price with Out That Front Door from her Low Down and Up album released just before Sue's in 1999. And that was on the Antone's label. You also heard a who's who of Austin session musicians Scrappy Judd Newcomb on Derek O'Brien and Casper Rawls all playing guitar. Ian McLaughlin, formerly of the Faces and Small Faces, I think, he was on Worlds Are Piano and some great horns in there as well. Tony was adopted. She lived in Philly, and her first exposure to Texas blues singers was through Sippy Wallace and Victoria Spivey, both of whom you've heard here on Boogie Back as well. And after moving from New Jersey to Nashville, she moved to Austin, where she felt much less frustrated by the rigidity of the Nashville scene. And other than a two-year stint in San Diego, Tony has lived in Austin ever since, and she still performs at the Continental Club. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Ashon, your island connection, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, dusting off some CDs I haven't heard for a while, and I guess that Tony Price CD was one of those options that had maybe a little bit too much dust on it. We're going to continue in the theme of lost love, only with a bit of a country and Tejano perspective. Here are the Derailers, and You Don't Have to Go.
It wouldn't be right for you to leave me. Our love has traveled such a long way. I'd almost understand if it was raining, but darling, it's such a sunny day. You don't have to go, begging you to stay. My love for you grows stronger every day. In my heart, it's a rainbow in the sky. Let's make a brand new start. Your bags are packed, you ain't going nowhere. I can't let you go without a kiss. Before you close the door, I hope you change your mind. Without you, my darling, my life's an awful mess. You don't have to go, begging you to stay. My love for you grows stronger every day. I
a curve in the highway just south of town, where a man is pulled over to figure life out, with only his conscience and the lonesome sound of diesels winding up green. He's got a wife and two kids, they love him so. A woman down in Georgia, she's starting to show. He's damned if he leaves, and he's sure damned if he don't. And he wonders how life got this way, 'cause it's a fine line in between the right and wrong. He's been crossing over that border way too long. He should have seen it coming at him right from the thing, like a pull of a lover or a child in a swing. Gave his heart to him, only one wears his ring. They're both gonna have his babies now. So how do you confess what words won't explain? He never intended to cause this much pain. Now it feels like a farmer who went praying for rain, got more than he bargained from the clouds. And it's a fine line in between right and wrong. Yeah, he's been crossing over that border way too long. They should have seen it coming at him right from the start. Now there ain't no escape from a broken heart. Turn his car around tonight, go home and try to face the truth. Everyone involved's getting hurt, and there ain't nothing he can do.
That was Rodney Foster with A Fine Line from his debut solo album, Del Rio, Texas, 1959, which is where and when he was born. I heard Casey Musgraves interviewed not too long ago, and she talked about what country music is to her, and she said it's a good story, first and foremost, and it also has got country instruments, like a pedal steel guitar and some pretty twangy Stratocaster in there as well. Rodney started out kind of as part of Foster and Lloyd, and they had three albums before he came out with this album, and then he had four consecutive top 40 hits. And while his popularity, I think, has waned a little bit, he still is sought after as a songwriter, as a number of songs have charted with others such as Keith Urban. And a couple of years ago, he released For You to See the Stars, which is a CD and book duo. First time I heard about him was through Catherine Swearingen, the executive director over at the Senior Center, who just happened to go to the University of the South at Swanee with Rodney. Before Rodney, we heard the Derailers, a band that started in Portland, but they quickly moved to Austin, Texas in 1995, and the song with some fine accordion work from Bradley Williams was You Don't Have to Go. That came from their 1997 album Reverb Deluxe. As the Americana radio stations kind of popped up during that time, the Derailers held down the traditional honky-tonk section of that kind of sub-genre, and they were really taken off in the late 90s, but they had the misfortune of having a September 11th, 2001 release date for their next big album, and it got overlooked in the whole flood of patriotic songs that happened after that on many, especially country radio stations. And their last album that I could find was released in 2008, although they're still around in Austin, from what I understand. You are listening to some of my dusty CDs on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I'm teeing them up for you. Thanks for joining me here on The Voice of Vashon.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
So we're hanging with the lost love idea as we start this next set. But in the second song of the set, we're going to get quite an antidote, I think, to this whole thing about lost love and broken hearts. Here is Serge Rose and House of Mercy.
Medicating for the trouble that's coming. Walls rattle like a diesel freighter. Blood races like a wave. This house wasn't meant for strangers, but you can knock it anyway. I can hear you knocking on the door.
Thank you.
That was Ruthie Foster with Stone Love, an antidote to all the lost love we've been hearing about thus far tonight. And that came from her 2009 album, The Truth, according to Ruthie Foster. She not only sang, but you also heard her on the world tour, electric piano, and Robin Form on guitar and working on that wah-wah pedal. Ruthie is from Gauz, Texas, and she's a Navy vet who signed a record deal and moved to New York, but she left that. She didn't want to turn into a pop singer that they wanted her to. And she moved back to Texas, I think about 2000, and she found a label that she was really comfy with, and she's still with that label today, Blue Corn. She's been nominated 3 times in a row for Grammys at the Best Blues Album category, 7 Blues Music Awards, and some others as well. Her latest album is called Joy Comes Back. You're going to hear that album in the future on Boogie Back. Before Ruthie, we heard quite a contrast from Ruthie's bouncy, positive tone, and that was Sarah Giroux on vocal and mandolin. And some guitar as well, Judd Hershey on harmony, and House of Mercy from Sarah's Undercurrent album. It came out in 2016, and that album won the Grammy for Best Folk Album, and that song won the Grammy for Best American Roots Performance. And this is a really, to me anyway, to my ear, this is a really different album than her 3 previous albums. It's less bluegrassy and with a greater emphasis on the lyrics. And her bluegrass and general string instrument chops are not gone completely by any means. They're just more underneath, and the lyrics seem to be more emphasized to me anyway. Unlike Ruthie Foster, she likes New York. Because of this album, for this album, she thanks Central Park, and in particular, quote, the countless hours of joy and inspiration gained from wandering around the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis Reservoir. She even has a song on the album called Jacqueline that is as much about the reservoir as it is her namesake. And as listeners on Big Lonesome Radio show know, she is part of the bluegrass trio I'm With Her. She is quite a musician, and she was quite a prodigy early on her years in Austin. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes from albums that I haven't heard for a while anyway. So we've been hearing about these lost loves, but now I want to switch to kind of a sub-theme, I guess, we can call reflection and no regrets, or at least few regrets. Some of us are of an age to sometimes reflect on where we've been and where we might still go and what we've done, and I guess, well, that happens at any age. We sometimes have different reactions, and we're going to start off in this next set with, well, actually a couple of sets, with some dreams of the future. And here's Robert Earl Keen and Ride.
One day after 25 years, headed service at the local Sears. Helen Walker put a pencil down, walked away. And all they found was a little note. Adios was all she wrote. But as she left, someone heard her say, gonna buy me a ticket to the end of the line. Gonna feel the air, breathe the countryside. As long as those wheels keep rolling, I'll be satisfied. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Saturday night I was down at Joe's. He was mopping up, getting ready to close. He sat down and poured me one last brew. And he said to me with a sideways glance, if I ever get the chance, I'm gonna sell this joint, and this is what I'll do. Gonna buy me a ticket to the end of the line. Wanna feel the air, breathe the countryside. Long as those wheels keep rolling, I'll be satisfied. Gonna ride, ride, I suppose I could stay in this little town till my dying day, but in my heart I know I gotta go. So I'm standing at the station waiting for the train, don't know when I'll be back again. Mr. Engineer, won't you let your whistle blow? Got me a ticket to the end of the line. Side. Long as those wheels keep rolling, I'll be satisfied. I'm gonna ride, ride, ride. Long as those wheels keep rolling, I'll be satisfied.
We'll be right back. sense. I can't believe I got away with it. Now everything's a capital offense. So I have a spirit of adventure, but I'm not hurting anyone. And it might be forbidden, but I can't keep it hidden. I'm just trying to have a little fun. I bet it all.
I'm glad
I took a fall.
Too bad.
Well, that's just how it goes. I've been on top.
I'm glad.
And then I dropped.
Too bad.
And I came up slim. Like the rebels, if I want to get the credit, well, I'm gonna have to take the blame. I'm glad I did what I did when I did it. And I do it over just the same.
Marcia Ball with I'm Glad I Did What I Did. And that came from her Shine Bright album that was released just last year. She was born in Orange, Texas, just across the river from Louisiana, and she was raised in Louisiana. Her music's been kind of described as the place where Texas stomp rock and Louisiana swamp rock meet. She's a hell of a pianist, and she's really a lot of fun to watch. She crosses one really long leg. She is about 6'1", 6'2", and she crosses one long leg over the other, and she keeps time with that foot that's kind of hanging in the air there. This album is a reflection of her 50 years of music, and her first band called Gum was in Baton Rouge, to her 38 years of various Marcia Ball bands. And her voice sometimes sounds a little bit like she's been at it for 50 years of singing, but her spirit and the piano licks are still there. From that song, she obviously has no regrets about it at all. Before Marcia, we heard Houston native Robert Earl Keen and Ride, a song from his What I Really Mean album that came out back in 2005. You get the feeling in that song that these folks have dreams and some are going to get there and maybe some of them won't. Robert himself was inducted in the Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012, along with two pretty good ones, Lyle Lovett and Townes Van Zandt. And earlier in his career, I think it was in the late 80s or early 90s, he did a tour with Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt. Boy, you talk about some songwriters together. I wish I would have seen that one. We are here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we've explored the notion of lost love, and we're still in the midst of reflections on lives lived. And I'm your host, trying to figure it all out myself, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters, like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at VashonSnapdragon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Vashon Loop, Islanders' alternative newspaper offering free news, information, arts, and entertainment from the people since 2001. It's your chance to get into the loop at VashonLoop.com.
What a great voice. Speaking of Townes Van Zandt, next up on the reflective side, we turn to a pretty unlikely combination, Robert Plant and his Band of Joy doing an excellent cover of what I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe it's the last song that Townes Van Zandt ever wrote. Here is Band of Joy and Harm's Swift Way.
Unbearable yet mine. Call me try, oh try to cling to her till she becomes everlasting. The world's still blue, my world's still true. I feel I'm turning hollow. She does as she please. If she ever leaves, I strangle upon my sorrow. Someday soon when I turn to cloud, I will fly on her wings somehow. Wrapped in the road and filled with the love, the ground seems to fade away. Hold to the earth like a newborn child, pray she returns someday.
You're already gone. my troubles out into the night. Got no option to turn back now as I ponder forgiveness and sin. Feel the weight lift up off my shoulders. Feel some kind of mercy in the wind. Time's running out and you can't help believing, but here you are now at the end of the song.
You know, Slade Cleaves with Already Gone from his latest album, Ghost on the Car Radio, and I could listen to that song and that whole album a whole bunch. That album itself was released in 2017, and that guy has got away with words that just knocks me out. He's a Mainer, and he graduated from Tufts University with a major in English and philosophy, and which is no surprise listening to his lyrics. He had a rock band in Maine, but he moved to Austin in 1991 when he won the New Folk Competition at Kerrville, an award that Nancy Griffith and Robert O'Keefe and Steve Earle also have won. He still is in Austin. He tours a lot up in the Northeast. We need him to come out here in the Northwest. Before Slade, we heard Robert Plant and Band of Joy, including Patty Griffin on vocals, Marco Giovino on drums, Brian House on bass, Buddy Miller on guitar, Daryl Scott on guitar and mandolin and banjo and pedal and lap steel and even accordion sometimes. It's a great band, and they are no longer together, unfortunately. By the way, Daryl also graduated from Tufts. And Robert and Patty were a couple for a number of years, and during that time they split their time between Austin and living in the UK. Listen to CDs from Texas musicians that I have not played for a while here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I really appreciate your listening in. We're going to head toward the door with some music that's a bit all over the place. It's united by the fact that it is just some good old rock and roll. And we're going to lead off with Jerry Lynn Williams, accompanied by a mighty fine guitar player who you just might recognize, and a little admonition from his girl, "You better rock me, baby." And I'll leave it to you to read between those lines. Here's Jerry Lynn Williams and the voice on The Voice of Vashon, "You Better Rock Me, Baby."
Spend all your money, all this can't be replaced.
Jerry Lynn Williams with You Better Rock Me, Baby. That came from his somewhat difficult to get album called The Peacemaker. Came out in 2001. Joining him on guitar and a little bit of vocals was his good friend Eric Clapton, who often went to Jerry for some help with his songs. He called Jerry Lynn the song doctor. And Eric recorded a number of Jerry's songs, such as Forever Man, Running on Faith, See What Love Can Do. He also wrote songs for Bonnie Raitt, Robert Plant, B.B. King, Stevie Ray, and Jimmy Vaughn, and others. Talk about a songwriter. I featured songs from him and Bill Carter for a show a while back, and Jerry was born in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and his son, who was an outstanding guitar player, played with Jerry until, unfortunately, he died in 2001, only 4 years before Jerry died in 2005. We're going to head out the door with another rocker, this time from Austin, a band that we saw quite a few times back then, the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And the iteration that we saw included Kim Wilson on vocals and harp, Jimmy Vaughn on guitar, Preston Hubbard on bass, and either Mike Buck or Fran Christina on drums. And their records really didn't sell that well. But other musicians really liked their work, and they opened for the Stones, and they opened for Clapton. And in the mid and late 80s, when we saw them, their big hits were Tough Enough and Wrap It Up and Why Get Up, which was a song written by Bill Carter. Here are the Fabulous Thunderbirds with Look at That. Look at That. You are listening to the Fabulous Thunderbirds on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thank you for listening tonight, and we'll see you next week